when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. I was very oddly, strangely looking through social media earlier this morning. And if you're not following us, by the way, on Instagram, the handle is at KMC Radio. You can follow us on Parler at KMC Radio, Gab at KMC Radio. I am going to be part of Mike Lindell's new platform called Frank, frankspeech.com, if you want to sign up. You can't sign up until Monday, though, but I will be on there as well. And you can follow us on Twitter at a handle labeled Radio Night Live, which is the name of the other show that we do each day besides Kevin McCullough Radio. Having said all of that, I was very befuddled this morning as I was thumbing through some things I saw on Twitter, particularly that had come from Dr. Tim Keller. Tim Keller decided to go on a 6 or 7 or 8 post rant on his Twitter feed that went after what was called the purity movement. And you may remember the purity movement. There was a book called I Kiss Dating Goodbye. And purity culture became this desire for young people to save themselves for marriage. And some people took it a little bit further. They gave up all physical affection prior to their wedding. Some people didn't go that far. It was kind of left up to the individual person. But the one thing that they all had in common was that they wanted to save sexual activity for their marriage partner. And that was the focus of what was called the purity culture. Sexual abstinence outside of marriage, period. For some reason, he went on a 6 or 7 post rant about the damage that the purity culture has done. And he said that it's very different than the Bible's message, which is to save sex for marriage and the long-term commitment that one gets in a marriage relationship, which I certainly understand and agree with. But so does the purity culture. The purity culture agrees with that as well. See, the purity culture and Dr. Tim Keller are kind of on the same side. They're on the same side that Scripture says, hey, let's save sex for marriage. And let's not, be involving ourselves in it and on all these other levels outside of that. But he talked about why the purity culture had done damage, and certainly it needed to be understood that it wasn't completely biblical in its approach, which I find really humorous, not humorous, disturbing. Why is Dr. Tim Keller taking on the purity culture when in the actual culture that he helped usher in by allowing people to vote for Joe Biden, we now have anatomical males in the dressing rooms and locker rooms, showers and bathrooms of our daughters? Why are we shooting the people that are on the same side as us? This doesn't make any sense to me. And I would like someone to explain it. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you tomorrow.